Good afternoon. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing closing grain comments for Friday, July 26. Grain markets continued their move lower from overnight, with corn and wheat finishing down and soybeans able to hold on to very small gains. So absent any substantial demand news, with China trade talks back on for next week in Shanghai, but no concrete decisions coming out of that, and with no good faith soybean purchases showing up on the books this week, we had some weakness in soybeans, and without any further kind of weather problems, nothing looking tremendously threatening out there, a little bit of dryness in parts of Illinois, but without any big weather problem, markets also drifting lower with the funds long 150,000, 160,000 contracts of corn. We may drift down and test their perseverance and may target the 420 gap and also the 50% retracement around 418 and a quarter in the corn. So we had December finished down 3 cents at 424 and a half. We traded through Tuesday's low of 424, traded as low as 423 and a half, and then bounced back a little bit. Corn finishing down 11 and a quarter cents on the week. In the wheat, we had September Chicago finished down 3.5 cents at 496. That's down 6.5 on the week. And Kansas City September down 5.5 cents at 432, down 8 cents on the week, closing just above that 430 support that we've been bouncing off here for the last several days. And in the beans, we had November finish up a penny and a quarter at 901, but down 18 and a quarter on the week. So again, weakness across the board in the grains here to finish the day and the week. We will await that kind of heavily anticipated August 12th report, where we will get some updates on acreage, but there still is some question about how that will be released and what the algorithms actually will do with the information, and whether it differentiates between corn planted for harvesting versus corn planted for silage. So there still may be some misconceptions there, and we will have to see how those high-frequency traders decide to respond to that news. In the meantime, the markets probably will just continue to kind of trade listlessly and maybe drift lower, trying to put pressure on some of the weaker long positions. That's all I have for this afternoon. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.